Tie Dye by Monica Ferris, narrated by Connie Crawford. Chapter 1. It was early February in Minnesota, and so far it had been a very mild winter, which meant that anything heavier than an automobile was forbidden to drive on the lake's icy surfaces. Even snowmobiles had a distressing tendency to fall through on occasion. There hadn't been many snowfalls after the first heavy one in early December, so cross-country skiing was curtailed. Gardeners worried that without deep snow cover, any severe cold snap might damage their spring bulbs. There wasn't even the simple pleasure of looking out at the snow-covered beauty of a more typical winter. Dreary Minnesota was a big contrast with Bangkok, where Doris Valentine had spent the last 4 weeks. She had sent almost daily emails to her friends, describing cloudless days of at least 80 degrees, sun-ripened pineapples for sale on every street corner, and live elephants with their hides painted in ornate patterns standing under banyan trees in the park. "Here she comes!" called Bershada from near the front door of Cruel World. "She's got a suitcase with her," she added, hurrying back to her seat at the library table. "Wonderful," said Betsy, who owned the needlework shop. "I bet it's just bulging with souvenirs." "Ah, a really big show and tell," said Shelley.
"Souvenirs from Thailand," sighed Alice, who had never been able to travel much.
Her favorite song all her life began, "Far away places with strange sounding names."
"Move over, I can't see."